Backstage with Mothership on Solid Rock Radio begins now. Hear the best in new music, artist interviews, stories from the road, and more. You are now backstage, and here's your host, Mothership.
Hey, everybody. Festival season is upon us, so I've decided to feature a few. This week, my guest is from Audio Feed Festival. And if you like the music tonight, all of the bands played during the show will be at the festival, so be sure to get your tickets.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Tell us who you are and what you do.
I am Kevin Shalir, and I am one of the people that helped put together Audio Feed Festival.
How did you get involved with Audio Feed?
Well, I've been a musician for a long time. You can't see me, but I'm very grizzled. I've been around for a while. And I was a fan of Cornerstone Festival, and found myself playing the generator stages there towards the end of it. And then when Cornerstone went away, I remember there was this big to-do on the internet, figuring out, what are we going to do next summer? And a few people kind of stepped in and made Audio Feed happen and said, hey, you can come here. And I said, well, I don't know about that. So I didn't go the first year. but I started going the second Audio Feed, and it was just, it's been wonderful. So I went as an attendee a few times, as a performer several times, and then, you know, the last year and a half I've been the president of the nonprofit that runs the thing.
That's amazing. You say you are an artist as well, and I saw that you are playing this year, so you're still dabbling in the music?
I still play the music. Yeah, I am married, and we have four kids, and the six of us travel the country basically year-round playing mostly living room concerts. We've done that for about the last 12 years.
Nice. Tell me a little bit more about the festival itself. How long has it been going on? And tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, we're really excited to be entering into the cycle for our 10th Audio Feed. So that doesn't make 10 years because we missed a few with the pandemic. But this will be Audio Feed number 10 this summer. It is, it's a lot. We are a four-day music festival with over 100 bands, but we also have several speakers, kind of seminar type things. This year we're going to have Ecstasis Magazine presenting some more content around just Christian art and literature. We have a kids stage where, you know, there's programming that's kid-centered. Our Audio Feed's very family-centered. Yeah, we have all of that stuff. Tons of programming. It gets a little bit trickier talking about Audio Feed, getting into the sort of why of Audio Feed. As I kind of alluded to, we were born out of Cornerstone, which had its own why, and was certainly very well loved. But as time sort of went on with Audio Feed, it has taken on its own identity. And one of the key characteristics, I would say, is this this emergence of a festival that is certainly Jesus-centered, but not in the way that maybe you expect a Christian music festival to be run. We are a festival that values the conversation. And so we have a sort of mission, vision statement that references our desire to cultivate cross-ideology community around Jesus and music. And that's basically trying to say in very few words, this really complicated thing of creating an environment that people of a lot of different belief paradigms have been able to find a home in, not by sort of burying down our disagreements, but rather by kind of creating a platform to have the conversation. And as an artist, that's been such a draw to me, to be involved with Audio Feed, knowing that you just have this audience base that is just really eager to think things through and have, you know, sometimes challenging conversations.
Having your model set up in that way, where you do invite people of a lot of different backgrounds, maybe different viewpoints within the Christian realm, even, I would imagine that has actually reached a lot of people that normally don't get to hear the message at all in any form.
Oh yeah, I would say so, and I think not only people that maybe have been sort of unable to hear the message at all, but I think one of the positives of audio feed from my perspective as a Christian is the way that it's managed to be a place that people that have sort of deconstructed or like had these questions in their faith, they're not really sure about what they think about Jesus anymore, they have continued to feel comfortable coming to audio feed, even though it's this very Jesus-centric thing. We're not shy about the Jesus-centeredness of audio feed. And I think that's really special. I think we live in a world where it's so easy to just put up the walls. We disagree about this or that. We can't talk anymore. And yeah, I'm really encouraged by that we see people continuing to come and engage, even if they're at a place where they're like, I don't really know how I feel about this stuff anymore. I wouldn't say it was intentional as much as whenever I sort of took over the fest a couple years ago, I was like, well, we need to know what the festival is and sort of say it out loud. And I think it just sort of evolved in this way. And now we're just under our newer leadership. I think we're trying to really lean into that and say, well, this is what it is. This is what's made it special to some of us. It's also what makes it maybe not for everyone. But we think the people it's for, it's really for.
Nice.
I think you could have a variety of experiences at audio feed. Most of our content, I think, is probably really in this sort of safe Orthodox Christianity, creed affirming sort of stuff. But also, yeah, we with intention will platform someone that's like, oh, maybe I've deconstructed and don't believe in this stuff anymore. The analogy that I've been coming to in my mind a lot over the last year or so is the picture of audio feed as a table. You know, if you think about in the Bible, when Jesus is dining somewhere, almost always he's dining in mixed company, and there are people at the table that, you know, some are there to hear what he has to say. Some are there to try to disprove him or embarrass him. And I have to imagine some are there just because they want some food. And I think my hope is that audio feed can just be that table, that Jesus is clearly the guest of honor. Anyone that's there is there because of him in some way, even if they're just there to spy on him. But yeah, I think that's great. And I think that's Jesus' intention in those moments, is to demonstrate that sort of everyone is sort of invited to that table where we can sort of taste. It's a foretaste of what the ultimate table will be like. Right. And, you know, not everyone will be at the ultimate table, but everyone sort of gets this invitation to see what it's about. And I hope that we are faithful in that. As we continue to do audio feed.
Audio feed has a lot of bands.
How in the world do you manage that many bands and stages, right?
Yeah, we arguably have too many bands, but it's just so hard to limit it. There's so many good bands. Our structure is kind of interesting. We are a little decentralized in our booking as the sort of governing entity. We work with our stages in a way that gives each stage a lot of independence. And they, you know, we have that guiding framework of our mission and vision statement. And then the stages kind of own their own direction. Many hands, light work, that sort of thing. Yeah. We have sort of four principal music stages, and most of them are run by one person or group of people. Minutia, but one of our stages is sort of curated by different people on different days. But yeah, that's kind of how we try to do it. In the past, the people that were running audio feed, it was basically three people. And one person booked, you know, 130 bands. And so now we're not doing that.
Good call.
Well, how are the changeovers? Do you have like your own backline gear and everything, and they just come run in and put a snare up and
we provide backline. We try to convince bands that they want to use the backline. Some bands in particular don't want to, but it's sort of each stage is running on kind of a 1 hour schedule where they get about a 40 minute set in and a 20 minute changeover. We have the stage times staggered so that it's hopefully easy for guests to kind of get used to the flow of things and also get a chance to catch, you know, two bands that are partially overlapping, but they can catch some songs from each if that's the way it works out.
As a avid festival goer, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That just gets me when two of my favorites are on at the same time.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of the scheduling process is going through and saying, now, wait a second, we can't have these two playing opposite each other. Like, that's going to make so many people sad.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody that works at Audio Feed is a volunteer. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we are a humble operation. We're a nonprofit run. Yeah, everything is done on a volunteer basis. Yeah, it's really just a lot of people with a lot of passion to try to make it happen. And yeah, so far it's been nice. Like I said, we went from essentially three people working so hard to, it feels like now there's like 20 people working so hard, and that feels really good.
Yeah. I mean, it's mind-boggling to me. I can't even imagine trying to coordinate all that stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot. And it's so kind that people would give their time in all those areas. You know, it takes us, you know, about a team of around 20 people just to run the gate.
Wow. And so, what about the merch?
With merch, actually, that's an area where we were trying to always find ways to make running the festival more sustainable. I already mentioned whenever I kind of was tasked with putting together the new team to run Audio Feed, I wanted to make sure we sort of agreed on what the vision and mission was, but also that we were in agreement about making the fest more sustainable. And so one way that we're trying to be more sustainable is by being debt free. So we don't spend money we don't have. And that's worked out really good for us so far. Hopefully it will continue to work out good. But also the other thing is to make it sustainable on a human energy level. And so like, we don't try to operate a merch tent or anything like that. Bands sort of sling their merch at their stage when they do. And it's not a big ordeal for us.
Okay. Somebody that was interested in coming to Audio Feed, give us some of the logistics of getting there and what they can do and what they can't do.
Yeah, let's get you there right now. You can first make sure your calendar's free July 4th through the 7th and that you can find a way to Urbana, Illinois. Audio Feed will happen at the Champaign County Fairgrounds there. And to get your ticket, you just need to go to audiofeedfestival.com. And you can buy tickets there. And they're really cheap. You can go for the entire 4 days for $100 per person. And if you're 12 or under, it's free.
That's almost a dollar per band.
It's less than a dollar a band. Yeah, every time I I do the math on that, I'm like, this is a lot of value. And yeah, we instituted a thing this year where you can... You sort of can name your price. If you want to pay more, you can. If you think $100 is just not enough for all of this talent, you can sure just increase your own price.
There you go. Well, you know, that's what I like to do. What about, do you have, like, vendors there with food? Can people bring their own food in? How does that work?
Yeah, you can absolutely bring in your own food. We actually can camp with us for free. If you are a tent camper, you can just set up a campsite and... stay the weekend. If you have a hammock, some people have been known to set up a little hammock city in the grandstands. So if you're a hammock camper, you can do that. If you're an RV camper, unfortunately, you have to pay a little bit extra for your RV spot. We have some spots with hookups for you. You can bring food in, but we do have, you know, like some food vending, maybe five different kind of food trucks that offer a variety of options. That was one of the things that we really wanted to focus on last year, was improving the food options, making sure there was something a little more for everyone. You know, we've got the classic kind of fair food. Everything is fried. Man serves a fried cheesecake.
Fried cheesecake.
Yep. He's got it all. And then we've got some healthy options as well. So it's really fun. We have some other vending available to people. There is an area that has sort of people that are selling some wares or, you know, providing information about different opportunities. This year, brand new to the fest, we have a sort of makers market visual art space we'll be having for the first time this year, featuring somewhere around 16 stalls for visual artists that we're trying to identify visual artists that kind of have something to say along the lines of our mission and vision of the fest. So we're really excited for that. People have been asking about that over the years, like, oh, it would be cool if there was more visual art. And we're really trying to lean into that this year.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
You'll have showers?
Yes. Yeah, you have all the good questions. Yeah, we have some porta potties spread out throughout the grounds. And then there's also two sort of proper bathrooms. I believe they both have showers. Definitely one of them has showers. And so that's a nice part of Audio Feed, that you can get a shower if you're that kind of person. That can't wait 4 days for a shower.
I'm sure the people in the mosh pit would appreciate it.
Yeah.
We know what we can do. What can we not do?
Yeah, I mean, our big no's are no drugs and alcohol and no open flame. That's basically it. No pets. Yeah, those are our big no's. But for the most part, you just kind of show up. If tent camping's not your thing, you can still set up a campsite and not sleep in it. If you're just kind of setting up your campsite for the hangs, that's something that's really valuable, I think. I think you get the whole experience if you kind of have a place to hang out with people. It's built into our mission statement, right? To cultivate conversation, community. Mm-hmm. And that happens when people have time and space to talk. And so that's the kind of thing that we want all over our fest, is these people that are just forming these lifelong relationships that camp together. And even if you're not sleeping, maybe you're the kind of person that has to sleep in a bed and you're back at the hotel, but that you have a spot at the grounds. This is where me and my friends get together while we're not watching bands and, you know, really grow closer to one another.
What about hotels in the area? Are there some good choices if you're like me and you can't sleep in a hammock?
Absolutely, yes. There's so many good choices. We are, we're in Champaign-Urbana, which is home to the University of Illinois. We share a parking lot with a hospital. We are just right in the city. And so, yeah, you are less than 5 minutes from any sort of food, any sort of supplies. You're very close. And yeah, so many hotel options. A lot of Airbnb options. We tend to end up with like a block rate deal at a hotel or two as well. So
I'm sure all that's on your website.
Yeah. And even more so, it comes up. We have like a community group on Facebook, and that's where a lot of conversation around that kind of thing happens there. Where people are like, hey, where are we sleeping?
One more practical thing.
Yeah.
ADA. How about people with disabilities? What kind of things can they expect?
Is there handicap parking? Is there accessibility to the stages?
That's a great question. We have a few preferential parking spots for sure. All of our stages are accessible. There's no stairs or anything to get to any stages. You can traverse the whole relevant fairground map of where Audio Feed is, if you are, say, in a wheelchair. We always have some ADA porta potties, but that's a great question. And I would, if you have people in your listenership that have great ideas of how we could be more accommodating, we'd love to. That's an area that I wish I had sort of more impressive things to tell you.
Why don't you share a few of your headliners or some of your notables that you want to highlight that might be interesting for people to see this year?
So Audio Feed tends to be as diverse in its lineup as we are in that the sort of vision of the people that we expect to be there. So this year, kind of demonstrating some of that, one of our headliners is Impending Doom. You're familiar with them?
Mm-hmm.
And then sort of another headliner would be the band Citizens. And so they're pretty far apart sonically. We're excited to have bands like With Blood Comes Cleansing and Spoken, The Protest, John Van Dusen, like a lot of, I'm trying to pop back and forth between bands that are kind of heavy and not heavy. you know, a lot more genres represented. If you're into kind of stuff that is more acoustic leaning, Andy Squires is someone that we consider headliner material. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of scratching that acoustic itch. Yeah, so that's, I mean, like I said, there's 130 of them, so it's hard to name them all. One thing that we're really excited about this year is our Rich Mullins tribute night. Rich, you know, embodied so many of the things that I think we are trying to embody when we're thinking about how to do audio feed. And embarrassing if I'm wrong, but to my knowledge, this is the first time we've tried to sort of do something to sort of honor Rich and engage with that at the fest. And so we're really excited for that. Dave Trout and the people at UTR Media are handling the curation of that, and just really excited for it. They've got David Mullins coming along to, you know, share some stories and some songs. And I think that's going to be a really lovely night.
Now that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
You know, back in the 80s, I was a Christian bookstore manager, and we had an in-store with Rich Mullins, and he played his dulcimer and did an acoustic with Beaker, David Strasser.
Oh, wow.
And then later that night, we went to his show. I look back and think about how awesome it was that I had that opportunity.
My wife actually was at one of his last shows in the Milwaukee area.
Oh, wow. For those that may not know, Rich was killed in a Jeep accident back in the 80s. That tribute is definitely something I'd like to see.
Yeah, that's a highlight. On the speaking end, I already mentioned earlier, I'm really excited about the partnership with Ecstasis. They're an arts and literature magazine that's it's owned by Christianity Today.
Uh-huh.
They host you know, essays, poetry writing contests, things like that. It's very literary. But they also dip into music and visual arts. They have these things called inkwells that are kind of nights of art and ideas. And they're going to do a morning of art and ideas for us at our festival. So I'm really excited for that. But yeah, there's really something for everyone. I think our kids stage is sort of a highlight for some people. You know, it's the fact that there's programming for the kids, both musically and otherwise.
So like games and things?
Yeah, activities, you know, places to make art. I mentioned the Makers Market, but the visual art will also have a kind of an adult making space where you can practice some creativity in there as well.
Before you go, let's share a couple of audio feed stories.
I think one of the things that is sort of a distinctive of audio feed is so artist friendly and artist centric. You know, we've got these 130 bands. There's a good chance half of them most people have never heard of. And it's just a lot of artists that are out there doing music independently and getting started with things. And as a result of that, I think it tends to be a really awesome community for artists. And so I'm thinking of a story of a good friend of mine who was a stranger to me actually until audio feed, but he had gone through kind of a tough life season. There was like a dissolved engagement and he was just like, what am I going to do this summer now? His favorite band is like Emery and they were at audio feed that year. And so like, I guess I'll go to audio feed. And he shows up the first night. You know, before he can even get into a stage or anything like that, he runs into a friend of mine. You might know him, Chris Bernstorff. He's a
word
poet. Yeah. Runs into Chris Bernstorff. And if anyone listening has met Chris, you know that you're only a few seconds away from feeling like he's your best friend after that.
Yes.
And sure enough, yeah, he and our other friend really hit it off. And the next thing you know, this other friend has met, you know, all of Chris's friends. And by the end of the weekend, he leaves the festival sort of inspired to get serious about making his own art, take, you know, get his own music project going that he had maybe had lying dormant a little bit, and he starts booking some of these people that are on this independent traveling circuit in his town and going on tours himself, and just like seeing the way that his life changed so much in terms of, just in response to saying, I guess I'll go to this festival. And his only expectation was seeing, you know, this band that he liked. But I think he got a lot more out of the deal. And I know we all did. And that feels quintessentially audio feed to me.
I absolutely love the whole edification and mentoring vibe I'm getting from audio feed.
Yeah.
And by the way, you mentioned Chris Bernsdorf. I met Chris back in 2015 when he was with Andrew Alapian, who I had met when he was playing with We Are Leo. So, yes, I do know Chris and Andrew. I took them out to eat before a show once.
That's so sweet. Yeah, those are some of my oldest friends in music. I love those guys.
No, I hadn't seen them in a very long time, but it was it was fun to get to know them.
Yeah. Well, they'll both be at audio feed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's internalize it a little bit. You personally, what has it meant to you spiritually being part of this?
Yeah, I think that's a really good thing to reflect on. It's been a lot of things, and this may be too personal, but firstly, it was sort of a swallowing of my pride to show up, because I didn't come to the first one because I kind of thought I should have been playing. and felt a little, jilted not to be invited.
Were you pouting?
A little bit, yeah. And I came back the next year with my, tail between my legs. And I think God, shaped me up something in that. And so I'll always be thankful for that. And then I think the thing that's so special to me, it kind of comes back into the sort of mission and vision, the relationships that I've developed with people that are kind of struggling in their faith at audio feed, have been just really touching to me. Not only in the fact that I can, this is not an interview about my music, but my music is very, it is very Bible forward. And so it feels miraculous to me that people that are like, I don't really believe any of this stuff will listen and think about the words and have something to say about it and want to talk more about it. And so that has just been such an audio feed thing for me. I have some people that I consider really good friends at this point that I met really through this conversation of, hey, I don't really believe what you're talking about, but let's talk more about it. And even not just about it, right? About the other hard things of life, shared loss and things like that. And so I think for me, it's just been year after year, time after time, I'm humbled by the experience. Last year, maybe the most humbling, I played, maybe the third day of the festival. And at this point, I've been talking for, 72 straight hours trying to make things run and all of that. And voice is just totally gone. I can't even talk, let alone sing. And play my set. And the first song in my set is this song that tells the story of the man that he's stuck on his mat. He wants to get healed by Jesus, but he can't get to Jesus. And his friends, they take him and then they carry him, right? And they lower him down through this roof to where Jesus is. And in that moment of playing that song, playing the set, my friends are just singing because I can't. And I was like, this is really audio feed to me, right? It's like we're all, we're all in this story. We're either the person on the mat that just we need our friends to carry us to Jesus, or we are the friends carrying our other friends to Jesus, or we're someone sitting there criticizing Jesus when he offers that man healing and forgiveness. And so I think that whole moment tied up in all of the what audio feed is, what was going on in my own experience, and the way it intersected with that story in the Bible. That's something that I think I'll reflect on for a long time.
Now that's lovely. Thank you, Kevin. I'm going to end on that note, and I hope to get to see you sometime, hopefully at Audio Feed or somewhere out on the road.
Thanks for your time.
Good night.
Yeah, you have a good one.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more great music, and check out my blog page on the Solid Rock Radio website for my guests' social media links. If you've missed any of my past interviews, you can find them uploaded to podcast.solidrockradio.org. Have a wonderful week, and let's be kind to one another.